Today is the 29th day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today. I am very, very grateful to be here with you today. Grateful to take these final steps in this 20th year of the Daily Audio Bible. Starting to get melancholy about it. But it is what it is. Time. I have not found that pause button. I have looked for it, and actually, much more than the pause button, I have looked for the rewind button. Right? Anybody with me? I have searched and searched and searched for the rewind button. I have walked all around the woods looking for that portal, that time machine to go back to that one place and make that one decision over again. But I cannot find it. And so there is no pause button. There is no portal. The only way is forward. And if the scriptures are true, then forward is something that goes on forever. And so sometimes I think, okay, a million years from now, this thing that is like killing me right now, probably won't matter. Even 1,000 years from now. So, hold on to hope there. I am grateful to be here and going in the only direction we can go together, which is forward. And so let's go forward. We are just a few days from the end of the scriptures. We have been working our way through the book of Zechariah for the last week, but today we will finish the book of Zechariah, and that will lead us tomorrow to the final book of the Bible that we will encounter. But that's tomorrow, and this is today. So let's dive in. Zechariah chapter 14. Look, a day belonging to the Lord is coming when the plunder taken from you will be divided in your presence. I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem for battle. The city will be captured, the houses looted, and the women raped. Half the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be removed from the city. Then the Lord will go out to fight against those nations as he fights on a day of battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. The Mount of Olives will be split in half from east to west, forming a huge valley, so that half the mountain will move to the north and half to the south. You will flee by my mountain valley, for the valley of the mountains will extend to Azal. You will flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of King Uzziah of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come and all the holy ones with him. On that day there will be no lights. The sunlight and moonlight will diminish. It will be a unique day known only to the Lord, without day or night, but there will be light at evening. On that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of it toward the eastern sea and the other half toward the western sea. In summer and winter alike, on that day the Lord will become king over the whole earth, the Lord alone, and his name alone. All the land from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, will be changed into a plain. But Jerusalem will be raised up and will remain on its site from the Benjamin gate to the place of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the Tower of Hananel to the royal wine presses. People will live there, and never again will there be a curse of complete destruction. So Jerusalem will dwell in security. This will be the plague with which the Lord strikes all the people who have warred against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they stand on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. On that day, a great panic from the Lord will be among them, so that each will seize the hand of another, and the hand of one will rise against the other. Judah will also fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected gold, silver, and clothing in great abundance. The same plague as the previous one will strike the horses, mules, camels, donkeys, and all the animals that are in those camps. Then all the survivors from the nations that came against Jerusalem will go up year after year to worship the king, the Lord of armies, and to celebrate the festival of shelters. Should any of the families of the earth not go up to Jerusalem to worship the king, the Lord of armies, rain will not fall on them. And if the people of Egypt will not go up and enter, then rain will not fall on them. This will be the plague the Lord inflicts on the nations who do not go up to celebrate the festival of shelters. This will be the punishment of Egypt and all the nations that do not go up to celebrate the festival of shelters. On that day, the words "Holy to the Lord" will be on the bells of the horses. The pots in the house of the Lord will be like the sprinkling basins before the altar. Every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holy to the Lord of armies. All who sacrifice will come and use the pots to cook in. And on that day there will no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord of armies. Revelation 20. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key to the abyss and a great chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss, closed it, and put a seal on it so that he would no longer deceive the nations until 1,000 years were completed. After that, he must be released for a short time. Then I saw thrones and people seated on them who were given authority to judge. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and who had not accepted the mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea. They came up across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the encampment of the saints, the beloved city. Then fire came down from heaven and consumed them. The devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne, and one seated on it. Earth and heaven fled from his presence, and no place was found for them. I also saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by what was written in the books. Then the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. Each one was judged according to their works. Death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Psalm 148. creation's praise of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly armies. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He set them in position forever and ever. He gave an order that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, all sea monsters and ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and cloud, stormy wind that executes His command, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creatures that crawl and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, young men as well as young women, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty covers heaven and earth. He has raised up a horn for His people, resulting in praise to all His faithful ones, to the Israelites, the people close to Him. Hallelujah. Proverbs 31, 8 and 9. Speak up for those who have no voice, for the justice of all who are dispossessed. Speak up, judge righteously, and defend the cause of the oppressed and needy. Okay, so we are in this interesting week, this journey between Christmas and New Year's, between these holidays, and we prepare our lives to transition to the beginning of a new year. And we do that in all kinds of ways, right? You got that new gym membership set up, right? And, you know, it's fun to go and exchange gifts and buy those workout clothes that you're going to look so cute in. Or so muscular in, and those new shoes that you're going to run in, and all that new, you know, all that lettuce that you're going to eat, and all the other things, that promotion that you are going to angle for somehow, that raise that you need that you're going to get, that degree or education that you're going to further, all of these things, they happen in our lives as we contemplate a new beginning. In the book of Proverbs, man, it is throughout the entire year able to say one sentence that gets behind everything. And so we can turn again to Proverbs today to also be a part of guiding our hearts towards resolutions, if we want to call them that, that will focus our hearts into the new year. So we were directed to look outward today by the Proverbs. So many of our New Year's resolutions are inward, even if they're about spirituality. So many of them are focused on how we are going to somehow advance and improve our experience of humanity, our life. One of the secrets to that is to turn outward sometimes and not be so self-absorbed. So the Proverbs tells us today, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice. So probably very few of us are like, I am absolutely not on board with that. Crush those people. Who cares about them? They're poor. Get rid of them. Like, who cares that they have no voice or they're marginalized? Just stop complaining. Probably not very many of us are in that boat. So we probably agree with the sentiment the proverb is saying. I mean, in the country I live in, we have this phrase, liberty and justice for all, which is a motto for our people. Not that we uphold it very well all the time, but this is all something that we can get on board with, at least as an ideal. But it's easy to agree with the ideal and remain completely passive to the action required. The proverb isn't describing a state of mind or even a posture of hearts. It is actually giving actions that we are supposed to be espousing. Speak up. That is an action. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice. That is an action. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Speak up. Again, speak up is an action for the poor and hopeless, and see that they get justice. So it's tricky. It's really, really tricky in this particular climate and in this particular time in history, because a proverb like this one, that can get ambushed so fast and pulled into the political climate of our day or whatever day. And the rhetoric and talking points can just supercharge and make things volatile because it's intended to divide and conquer. Like, it's intended to create an us versus them, so that there is an enemy to fight and a battle to win. That is one of the greatest ways to move masses of people into action. What if we just took this to heart as what it's saying and moved massive amounts of people into action? Because what's written in the book of Proverbs is pretty much older than most of the countries in this world and all of the people living today. And the Proverbs were not written for elected officials only running governmental agencies. We, you, me, us, we are supposed to obey the voice of wisdom individually. And that may at some point in some way mean engaging in political discourse. That is the work of the people trying to figure out how to do things and who we are. But let's remember this proverb. It wasn't written like the beginning of December. This is ancient. And so these issues of injustice, these are ancient issues in humanity. They're not current issues only. They are human issues. We're just living through what it looks like now. The reason this is important as we think about the new year is that our sense of justice, and this is important, our sense of right and wrong and justice shapes us, shapes who we are. And we have spent nearly the entire year in the Bible now. So we've read all these stories and we've borne witness to the erosion that takes place among people, which begins individually and becomes collective when there is no justice, or justice is hidden or dominated by injustice. Proverbs isn't giving us a sentiment. Justice is a defining characteristic of the people of God and will shape our new year, even if we're not paying attention. Our sense of it will shape us, regardless of whether we're engaging with it or ignoring it. So listening to this and like depoliticizing it and engaging it for ourselves will be unique for everyone. Everyone will have their own story to tell. And whether we engage with it at all, kind of boils down to whether we're paying attention to it at all. The Holy Spirit will certainly lead us on the paths of righteousness and justice. The Bible is full of these stories and full of these commands. But ignoring justice, like however we understand that, however it is that we understand it, ignoring it is ignoring one of the core understandings that we have of God, that He is just and that He is good. So we can like sidestep, kind of turn the other direction and go, I don't want to talk about this. God is just and He should bring His justice to the poor and the helpless. Or we can embrace all that we have learned this year in the Bible. Because if the scriptures have taught us accurately, then the Holy Spirit of the Lord of Heaven's armies, the Most High God, dwells within us and is transforming us day by day into His image. And that means we indeed are ambassadors of the King and the hands and feet in this scenario, the flesh and bone that brings God's blessings to the earth, reflecting His glory upon the earth. And one of those blessings is that those who are marginalized and poor and helpless and have no voice are treated justly. And we have a role to play in that story, in whatever way we have a role to play, big or small. I mean, we're all over the world in all kinds of different cultures, and I'm talking to some of you who have like actual significant influence, and some of you who actually have actual significant resources. And I'm also talking to some of you who are the poor and hopeless and marginalized. This is all of us. All of us are here right now. Most of us are somewhere in the in-between. But Proverbs has this unique ability that we've seen over and over this year to speak wisdom, like timeless wisdom, in a very compact, direct, practical, actionable way. So a profoundly helpful resolution for the new year, like next to the 10 or 20 pounds we're going to dump and those running shoes that we're going to wear out, would be to actively engage in what it is that we believe justice to be. And man, Proverbs is unfiltered wisdom that isn't just about justice, like it's about life in every way. It touches everything. And so like, as a resolution, imagine like there are only 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. Each proverb can be read in like 2 minutes. And with those 2 minutes, you can read the entire book of Proverbs each month. In fact, there is the daily audio proverb as one of the channels here in the family of the Daily Audio Bible that can just do that every single month, 2 minutes a day. Imagine what happens in your life if you take two minutes a day, along with this ongoing relationship with the scriptures that we already have and that we've established in our rhythm around the global campfire. 2 more minutes and pour unfiltered wisdom into your life. What dividends would that pay off for your 2 minutes a day? Imagine the transformation of pouring that over and over and over into your heart and life, so that when these things arise, it bubbles up from your spirit. You know what wisdom is saying, and you know you are at a crossroads of choosing, and you can choose good or you can choose poorly. But you have a choice, and you have been equipped with wisdom. So I encourage us all to engage deeply 2 extra minutes. Yes, we show up at the Global Campfire every day and we move through the entire Bible together. And then maybe, at another point in the day, 2 more minutes to pour unfiltered wisdom into our spirits. Think about it. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to live in a time where any of this is even remotely possible. This is 20 years now since this began, and it was quite a feat of engineering back then. It's so easy, and it's everywhere now. We have lived in a time where things that had never been possible before are happening, and they continue to happen, and things are continuing to accelerate. So we are holding on to you for dear life and holding on to you for hope. And we are holding on to wisdom to guide us on our steps. We invite your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. And we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It is the website. The app is also the home base. It's not the website, but it's the app. It's home base. It's home base plus, actually. Soon to be like truly, truly home base as we prepare to launch into the new very soon. So be familiar. Stay connected. Get connected if you're just kind of, you know, you're looking around, the New Year's resolutions are on the radar, and you have stumbled here, and you're like, what's this about? Well, it's going to be quite an adventure in a few days. These are the last remaining days of the 20th year of the Daily Audio Bible. I am feeling melancholy about that, at least today. You know, it's kind of back and forth, some rejoicing, some melancholy. That's just kind of my nature, though, as an artist, so as a creative person. I am in the moment in a melancholy mood. So that'll change. I just got to let it pass. It has been such a joy and pleasure to go through this year. It's been a hard year, but a year of so much. And we've been able to share so much and do so much in honor of this 20th year together. So, yeah, dailyaudiobible.com or the Daily Audio Bible app. Get connected, stay connected, the community section. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there for the journey that we are on. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, as the year kind of runs out, still in this calendar year, thank you profoundly, humbly, deeply, with all gratitude and gratefulness for your partnership and throwing logs on the campfire and keeping it going. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. But you can dial 877-942-4253. That's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Jeremiah 31, 16 and 17. Father God, we lift up to you today Nicholas, Nathan, Joseph and Natalie, the children of Dwayne from Wisconsin. Lord God, you have told us not to weep, for you have awarded us salvation and that our children will come back from the things of this world. Father, we thank you for the hope we have in our future and the future of Dwayne's children. We pray for Nicholas and Nathan specifically, for their hearts to be softened towards you. And through their trials and incarceration, they will see the love of Jesus and all you're doing in their lives. We pray for peace and strength for Dwayne and his wife. May they patiently endure with and for their children. Father, bless this family. Open doors that need to be opened. Heal all the hurts on their hearts and be their comfort all the days of their lives. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Dwayne. Let us know how Nathan is doing in jail and if you've heard from Nicholas.
What's up, Dad family? My name's Johnny, a.k.a. Cowboy. I'm calling from Texas. And I left a prayer request on here last week, but I guess I went over the time limit. But my request was, hey, if you could keep these prisoners in your prayers, because I just got out of prison. I didn't think I was ever going to go to prison because I didn't do it. But on my way going into prison, God was like, hey, like, I got you. And that there's going to be he's like, there's a revival in prison. I'm like, what does that have to do with me? Because I'm not going. But lo and behold, sure enough, I went and he wasn't lying. They have have tablets in there now, so they can get a hold of, they can listen to the Daily Audio Bible. That's where I found this app. And then they can listen to various different church services. I mean, in what God's doing behind those bars, oh man, it is so amazing. Just seeing these strongholds that have just been on there, and a lot of the prisoners that are there, they're there from something horrible that happened to them in their childhood, and it just, the system failed them, the society failed them, and the prison system is just feeding off that. And but our God is a good God, and he is breaking through every single bit of that. So if you could just keep them in your prayers and keep those prison ministries in your prayers, because they are breaking through all the barriers. Amen. Glory.
Hello, DAB family. My name's Derek from Idaho. I am a first-time caller. I'm a mailman that has been really affected this season. One of my businesses had a young lady named Gina, and she was unfortunately taken from us far too soon. And she had two children that she adored so much, and their family is going through a trying time this year. And I just ask that the DAB family pray for them to get through these hard times, and for them to know that their sister, their mother, their daughter is with one we call God. And just, can you please bring his presence and give prayers over them? Because I could only imagine how hard that could be to lose someone special around these times. This is my first time calling in. I was a little nervous, but I just felt something overcome me, and I feel like I just needed to say this. So thank you for all your prayers. God bless and amen.
Hey, DAB brothers and sisters, this is Byron out in Florida. I've been listening to all the beautiful campfire stories about people finding the DAB, and I've been inspired to add my log to the fire, late as usual. In 2011, my daughter was born, and I decided I needed a smartphone to take all the thousands of pictures of her I would take. And with the smartphone came a podcasting app, which was a new thing to me. And the service that provided the podcast had a special podcast where they played like 1 or 2 minute samples of different podcasts so you can find something that you like. And I won't forget that sandwiched in between all of these raunchy and slightly obscene comedy podcasts was this dude straight up reading the Bible. And so I guess like Moses drawn to the burning bush, I was curious about what this was all about. I wasn't looking to add more Bible. I wasn't going through any kind of crisis. I just wanted to check it out. And so I listened and I heard Brian reading, which was awesome. And then he gave his commentary, which was great. And then out of nowhere, all these voices of random people just sparked up talking about things going on in their life and about each other. And I was just floored and amazed that such a thing could be. And I remember calling in immediately and saying, I'm going to call, I'm going to listen, I'm going to give, I'm going to do all the things. It was such a revelatory experience for me because we have this mass of people that nobody can really number from every nation and race and different tongues. And it's the closest we're going to get to that great day when we'll meet up in the sky and see each other and hug each other's neck and already know each other's story. This is an amazing thing that God has created on the earth. And I just am so thankful for the heart and faithfulness for making it happen. And it's just become the air that I breathe. So glory to God in the highest for what he has done, and may he do it until he returns.